Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to the book of Acts this evening? And let's see if we can talk about Aeneas for the third attempt. If you've been with us for the last previous two Friday nights, we tried to talk about the healing of Aeneas and were redirected, I believe, by the Spirit of the Lord. Two Fridays ago, we talked about heaven. Last Friday, we talked about He's made us rich. Yes. Amen. Amen. But I don't feel like I'm released from Aeneas. So let's see what tonight holds for Aeneas. If you have not been with us for the last many Friday evenings, we've been teaching on a series called Receiving and Ministering Healing. And we camped for weeks in the four gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and took time and looked at each individual healing under the ministry of the Lord Jesus. We looked at 20 individual cases of people healed. And tapes are available if you're interested in those. And particularly if you've been having a battle with sickness and disease, you ought to be interested. Faith comes by hearing. Yeah. And ever how they received healing under Jesus' ministry, that's the way you receive today. It hasn't changed. And the way He ministered then is the way, correct way to minister now. Well, once we completed the 20 in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we began to look in the book of Acts, and we saw that healing continued after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of the Master. Healing continues. That's good to know. Healing was a big part of the church, the beginning days of the church. Sometimes we talk about the early church, but you know, we're not a part of a different church. We're a part of the same church that we read about in the book of Acts. And we have the same name of Jesus, the same new birth, the same Holy Spirit. And we've got this, we should have the same workings and results and happenings today as they had. Amen. How many of them think if we've got the same gospel, we ought to see the same results? Amen. We got the same Spirit, we ought to see the same manifestations. Yes. As we read about in the book of Acts. It's titled Acts of the Apostles, but that's a title men gave it. And really, there are acts recorded, acts, you might say, of prophets, acts of laity. And really, it's the acts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through the church. Is He still moving through the church today? Yeah. I believe so. Then we should see the same kind of things, because He is the Lord who does not change, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, we studied about the healing of the lame man at the gate called Beautiful in Acts 3. And we said, wow, it sounds so much like what you read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. The healing sounds so much like what you would see in Jesus' ministry. And the reason it is, sounds so much like that, is because it is the ministry of Jesus continuing through the church. In Acts 1, why don't you read there first of all, Acts 1:1. Acts 1:1, Dr. Luke, whom God used to pen the gospel account of Luke, is used to pen the book of Acts. And he says, verse 1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began. Did you hear that? Of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. What's he referring to? He's referring to what we call the gospel account of Luke. The account of all that Jesus how he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, all of his preaching and his teaching and his miracles and deliverance and healings. And he said all of that that he wrote about was what Jesus finished?
No.
What Jesus began, not just began to teach, but began to do and to teach. And then he starts writing the book of Acts. What does that mean? This is a continuation.
Yeah.
Right? Of what Jesus began. And how many believe the book of Acts is still being written?
Yes.
Is there still a church?
Yes.
Is there still a Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Is he still manifesting through the church?
Yes.
Then you and I are in chapter 8 million whatever. We're in some chapter of the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the church. And we should expect the same kind of things to be happening. So we saw the man at the gate called Beautiful, the lame man, wonderfully healed. And then in Acts, the 9th chapter, turn right over there, we see the healing of Aeneas. And though we read it two previous sessions already, we didn't, to my satisfaction, cover it properly because the Lord led us in other directions. So let's pray tonight, get in faith. And don't just look at me tonight, and I won't just look at you. Let's look to Him and believe Him for revelation and understanding. And not just knowledge, but the Word made manifest in our flesh and in our lives. And you might think, well, man, I'm healed. I'm doing great. Yeah, but you could use this for somebody else. Right? You should understand how the enemy is. There's two areas of your life that he is every day trying to defeat you in. Your physical health and your financial prosperity. Have you realized that? That he's out to keep you sick and he's out to keep you broke. Because if he can keep you sick enough and broke enough, you're incapacitated. Right? Don't have the strength and ability to serve God. Don't have the means wherewith to serve God. But how many believe it's God's will? Just like in the beginning, you know, the Israelites that he brought out of Egyptian bondage are a type for us.
Yeah.
Amen. And didn't it say he brought them out?
Yeah.
With silver and with gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Is that typical for us? Do we have any less under the real thing than they did under a type of redemption? Certainly not. Certainly not. So if he provided for them financially and healed them physically, then certainly that belongs to us too and more. Well, in Acts, the 9th chapter, let's pray and then we'll read this about the healing of Aeneas. Father, we thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for our strength and health, ability to be here tonight and to have a place and to have freedom to worship you. Thank you for your holy written word, how precious it is to us. Your words are life to us and health and healing and medicine to all of our flesh. Let it be manifest so tonight. Thank you for your Holy Spirit whom you've sent to indwell us and to be our guide and to be our teacher. We reverence Him. We yield to Him. Give everybody ears to hear and eyes that see and a heart open and receptive. And let the Word of life come into us. Show us things we haven't seen. Remind us of things we've let slip. And bring us up to a higher place. And we purpose not to be hearers only, forgetful hearers, but by your grace, doers. And we know as we do, we shall be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen carefully before I ever start reading this, getting into this, because I know some things in my spirit where we're going tonight, at least I think I do. These words are significant to you personally, but then you'll either know this is pertinent to you as we go through this tonight, or in a very few days or weeks or months, something's going to come up in your life and you're going to need to know this. Did you hear me? That we're going to get into some things that are going to be very, very pertinent to dealing with situations. So don't snooze through this. And if you're, we have our regular people here tonight and we have visitors here tonight. Visitors, you are not here by accident. There's some significant things that should get into your spirit tonight and get you stirred up. And then when some things come up later on, you'll think, I'm ready for this. I'm ready. I know what to do. I've got the word. I know what to tell them. I know where to lead them. There's certain things you ought to write down tonight too in references, because you can take other people through these references and help them. How many understand the word, knowing the word and acting on the word can be, make the difference between living and dying?
Yeah.
Living a full life or dying prematurely.
Yeah.
Right? Because all things are possible with God and to those that believe. Well, let's read this and you'll see what I'm referring to. Verse 31, Acts 9, 31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified. How many know the churches, all the churches, every church is supposed to be at rest, not upheaval, right? You're not supposed to feel tense and afraid, and you're supposed to have peace. And how many believe churches are supposed to build up? Right? Supposed to grow in every way. Right? God's will is edification, building up, increase, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. One preacher said one night, he said, you know, if you'd have been bedfast 8 years, you'd be sick of it too. And I know that's not exactly what he said, what it meant. But you know, you do need to get fed up with stuff. Because as long as you will tolerate it, you're going to have it. Did you hear me? If you say, well, you know, okay, sirrah, sirrah, whatever will be, will be. We just don't know, you know, just whatever will be, will be. We'll just see what God wants. Well, no, you have to know what is the will of God and receive it. And you have to know what is the enemy and resist that. Right? You're not supposed to be just receiving everything that comes down the pike. If it's not from God, don't receive it. How would you know that it's not from God? Well, He is light, and in Him is no darkness. He's life. He's good. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Aeneas, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1205. That's R-1205. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.